We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex and Tommy Pallotta set up at the 8 after break. We're going to rush through these phone calls. Let's go to Chuck in California. Chuck, what's on your mind? Yes, Chuck.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to share with you that you made it on AOL's news page today. The title of the article is under the heading, No Love for Obama Here, New Conspiracy Theory Emerges. And the link takes you to a page that says Conspirators Push Bilderberg Theory. It's about a 4 or 5 paragraph article, and in that article, prisonplanet.com is quoted.
Yeah, I think we actually printed that article up. It's another hit piece on Alex Jones. We read the Wired article. However, this one we didn't go over quite as much. Let me see if I can pull that out of the stack. But yeah, it just seems like nobody wants to own up on the information in the film. I mean, the information in the film is spot on. You show the Obama administration and what they've said outwardly, what he said to get elected, and then you show what they're actually doing, and it's the complete opposite. Continue.
Yes. Interesting. They had a poll here, and it says, have you ever heard of the Bilderberg Group? 71% say no. And then the second question, does all this sound suspicious to you? 69% say yes, and that's an AOL poll.
Well, that's a good thing. We'll have to post that up there. But, you know, again, we read that Politico article today, and really 4 pages, and it really goes over what the Bilderberg Group is, who they are, how they've been involved in administrations for the past 40 years, and it is just an incredible article. We're going to be doing stories about that at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, I wanted to get your opinion on something. I've been low in testosterone since I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now 31 years old. And don't you think it's kind of interesting how the government was so worried, our Congress was so worried about steroids in baseball and how they made testosterone as something that's bad. And I mean,
sure.
It took me a year and a half to get my testosterone approved by my health insurance. But
and by the way, have you seen Bigger, Stronger, Faster? Because I feel like that's where this is going.
Oh, no, I haven't.
All right, well, my favorite movie of last year is a film called Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It is a documentary on just the subject that you're talking about right now, both steroids, testosterone, and HGH and their place in society and how they've been demonized by the mainstream, but in a lot of cases, they're quite beneficial. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to come out here and say I know exactly what's right and what's correct. But I'm going to tell you that Bigger, Stronger, Faster, if you haven't seen this, it was actually produced by Lionsgate and a lot of the people that put out Michael Moore's documentaries. It's interesting. It's funny. And it's really a top-notch film, not even just being a top-notch documentary. Favorite film of last year. And I'm surprised a lot more people don't know about it, Matt.
Take a look at that. I mean, here's one simple stat. And back in like the early 1900s, men were about 750 to 1,000 total testosterone. Now they lowered it to normal range of 250. I mean, we're literally one-third the men we used to be.
It's the eugenics program that the globalists are trying to carry out to make us more docile and less productive. I thank you for the call, Matt. Let's jump to Philip in Canada. Philip, what do you got to say?
Hey, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling... I've been following you guys for about a year, and you guys are doing a really, really good job, and I'm keeping up. I try to tell everyone I know up here in Toronto about what you guys are doing and try to get everyone on board. My question to you, what exactly is the plan for the New World Order and the new Obama administration as far as continuing the war on drugs And what exactly is going to happen in that aspect?
All right, you're going to just see the same exact drug war continuing. You're going to see an expansion of the prisons. You're going to see an integration of Homeland Security and other government programs into these things, and an integration of the FEMA camps. And you're going to see a progression of the North American Union with this administration. All right, we got Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta coming up after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 16th day of March 2009. We're now officially a day into the drop date of the Obama deception, theobamadeception.net. We're going to talk about viral videos a little bit in the 52 minutes we've got here with Tommy Pallotta in studio with us in Austin, Texas, here for South by Southwest. We're going to talk about his new film, American Prince. We're going to talk about Rick Linklater's film that I just got a little sneak peek of, a little secret screening. That is about Orson Welles and me. Just amazing. And Rick said it was his best film. I agree. It's his best executed everything. And we'll also talk some about the Obama deception. I will say this. We have linked at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the main page to the best free copy of the Obama deception I've seen anywhere. You know, I launched it last Wednesday because we had the FBI calling here and stuff and asking weird questions, and I got nervous and launched it. Good thing we did. And it became number one on Google and YouTube within 24 hours. And then there was some chicanery there where it's still number one, but they would took it off the main page. And then with horror, I noticed that people had rushed to grab it from PrisonPlanet.tv and to have it up first. Hundreds of people had uploaded it in low quality because that meant it was a quicker upload to YouTube and Google and other sites. I finally found a great one. Should have known all the time. I changed the channel. Is the channel on YouTube. He's got a director's account so he can put multi-hour films up. It's not in pieces. And it's the best YouTube encode I've ever seen. So we're linking to that for free for everybody. But please don't take it for granted. Spread the word. You know, there's that psychological effect of, oh, it's free. Why should I care? This is an important film to expose that Obama is continuing Bush's policies just with a different face on it so they can try to move the ball down the field. And I do hope you will get it in the very best quality it is on the internet, a lot better than YouTube, at prisonplanet.tv, or order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. But with that said, it is free on InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com right now. I want to thank Tommy Pallotta for taking time on his very busy schedule at South by Southwest to come down here. Tommy, good to see you again.
Good to see you, man.
There is a lot to talk about. So what brings you to South by Southwest this year?
Showing a little movie called American Prince, and also just a good chance to come down and be your guest.
Well, it's great to have you here. You say a little film. You said, I'm just doing a little documentary about some guy about a year and a half ago, and then you guys invited me down to the premiere Saturday night, and it was just amazing. And then they aired kind of the part one to it, I guess from the 70s, and that was American Boy. So tell folks about the film.
Well, the film is it's really more of a portrait of a person named Stephen Prince. And in 1977, Martin Scorsese filmed a documentary just about him. It was just a really personal documentary, and it's kind of the lost Scorsese film. I was living in Texas over 10 years ago, and I actually ran into the guy who's the subject of that film. He's also the gun salesman and taxi driver. He's Easy Andy, the one who sells the guns to Travis Bickle. And I instantly recognized him. And just over the years, we sort of had a friendship, and he started telling me these really great stories, and I realized that there was basically a second chapter to this guy's story. And so I made this video in hopes that the first film that Scorsese made would actually get a proper release.
You know, we could YouTube it. We have it on DVD somewhere in the office, but we could YouTube. What would be the best term to pull up YouTube, his scene in Waking Life, which is a reenactment of something that really happened to him, where the big Indian comes to the door at the gas station with a knife and he shoots him with a .44.
I'm not sure. I mean, people always tag it with different things.
Probably Stephen Prince, Waking Life.
Yeah, try that. I mean, we should try it.
Yeah, try that, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, initially, we had him. The Scorsese film has been sought by filmmakers for many, many years. And it's basically through bootleg copies. And now, you know, with BitTorrent and YouTube, it's getting a sort of a second life. And then the thought with this was to sort of bring him back and have him show really what his influence in American cinema is.
But you guys found a great copy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got
original.
We got an original from him, but we actually downloaded a BitTorrent that looked even better. So
good. Tell us about how you're releasing this film.
Well, you know, I mean, right now it's kind of a Hail Mary moment in sort of film distribution. I was living in L.A. and I got a little bit tired of that. And now I'm currently living in Amsterdam trying to look for new ways to sort of make films and distribute them. And one thing I've always been really aware of are the films that you've been making and other like-minded individuals and how you've been utilizing the internet to sort of gain an audience. And that's becoming more and more interesting to me than the sort of traditional distribution methods.
And you've been saying that for a decade. It's not like you're just coming up with what I did. I mean, you've always been into that, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that technology and storytelling have always been my twin interests. And finding new ways to just basically express yourself, you know, freedom of expression is really the main tenet of life, I believe. And trying to make, you know, I really like making studio films, but at the same time, I want to be able to make smaller films that can still reach an audience. And now it seems like it's the perfect time to do that. I mean, never before in my lifetime has it been so easy to disseminate information and entertainment.
And Rick Linklater's in your film doing some of the interview with Mr. Prince as well. I mean,
yeah.
I was not familiar with his work. I knew the character from some of the films he was in, but just amazing life this guy's had, and it's been just as amazing since then.
Yeah. So Richard Linklater is a good friend of mine. Of course, I produced Scanner Darkly and Waking Life, which you both were in. And I knew I needed somebody who had fresh ears because I'd sort of rehearsed with Stephen for many, many times. I needed somebody who really knew a lot about film and who that he respected. So Rick was visiting L.A. one night, and we just sort of really grabbed a crew together in a couple of hours and just shot this movie literally in 5 hours.
Well, it looks great, and you kind of had some a congruent thread there where in the interview with Scorsese, he's got some girls behind him smoking cigarettes, and it's
right.
Kind of the same deal here.
Yeah, you know, it takes place in one room. It's one person talking. And it's one night, and that's a really hard thing to sort of pull off an entertaining movie, you know, experience with just those limitations. But that also was a real challenge. The real advantage that we had is that we were able to cut in these other films that he had been in. And so he's talking about movies, and the movies are kind of acting as his memory.
New York.
Last Waltz, American Boy, Taxi Driver.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of critics there and a lot of directors, and they got a standing ovation. They really liked it.
Yeah, it's a pretty. It was pretty nice to do the Q&A afterwards. Steven is actually there, and he'll be there Tuesday. Tuesday morning, we're doing our second screening at 11 o'clock at the Alamo Lamar.
Yeah, Alamo, South Lamar.
Yeah, South Lamar. And he just really handled himself really well, and there's a lot of filmmakers really, he's just a cult figure. And so,
and he lives between Austin and L.A. too, so he's in Austin.
Yeah, he's lived here for many years, and he spends most of his time in L.A. But he's here now, so we're very lucky to have him.
Oh, he's quite a character.
Yeah, he is. Did we find anything on YouTube with him? Or
we'll see if we can find that later. Or
there's even some of American Boy on YouTube.
Yeah, you might try shooting. Gun scene waking life. I bet that would bring it up, guys. If not, there's a couple of DVDs back there in the back. But so when are you planning to release this?
Well, you know, I mean, we opened it up at the festival. It's a good way to sort of give it some legitimacy. And the next thing I really want to do is release it BitTorrent. And just sort of see if it can have its life on its own. I mean, I'm a big fan of BitTorrent. I'm an avid user of that technology. And, you know, really watching kind of how you've been able to really gain an audience using these different platforms like BitTorrent and YouTube and Google Video and, you know, all these other things. It's really impacted me in a very profound way. And I feel like... that's something that I really want to be a part of.
Well, I'm glad I'm a part of it in a small way, Tommy. What's the date? Are you planning a date to release it on BitTorrent? Next few weeks, next month?
I think probably in about in a week or so. You know, as soon as I can, I basically just have to get it together. I want to put together a nice little written explanation of why we're doing this.
So in the next 2 to 3 weeks, look for American Prince on a computer screen near you.
Yeah, on BitTorrent.
Yeah, we love that BitTorrent. So does Burmese. Burmese can get you anything you want off the BitTorrent, including movies 6 months before they're out.
Well, you know, it's really great. I might have talked about this last time I was here, but I went to Korea, and we were showing a Scanner Darkly there. And in Korea, everybody downloads. And I asked the audience how many people had seen Scanner Darkly already, and everybody raised their hands. Everybody had already downloaded and watched it, yet everybody paid to come see the movie. And to see it the way that it was meant to be seen. And that was a real epiphany for me. And, I mean, obviously, every time you go to the Alamo and do a screening, it sells out. You know, you're able to sell DVDs. I mean, it doesn't exclude people from seeing, you know, and...
Yeah, really what it does is empower the grassroots, but also even, you know, big filmmakers. And I never intended to make it a successful a vehicle, you know, to be able to finance my whole operation, but that's what it turned into just because I would make, you know, little shorts and documentaries and things, and I wanted to warn people. I wanted to get my message out, and so people really embrace that. Going back now, I've been putting viral videos out for 12 years,
yeah.
And we also kind of pioneered going up and confronting politicians, kind of aggressive press questions, and now that's proliferated all over the world. And so without knowing that we were part of people pioneering that, we have done that. And the problem is now Obama, this is in Wired Magazine Friday, is trying to sign a secret treaty to ban BitTorrent and peer-to-peer type stuff.
Well, I mean, they can try, but I kind of feel like you've opened up Pandora's box. And
well, I think we've all done it. So you know.
Yeah. I mean, you look at what's going on with Pirate Bay right now, and there's a big trial with that. And At the worst case scenario, they close down that site. Another one's just going to pop up. So the great thing about the internet is that it is pretty hard to shut down.
Well, there's also this new phenomenon of people wanting to put their films out this way.
Exactly.
So that's totally legal.
There's different types of commodity. I mean, the film that I'm doing is a very limited audience, very niche. It's really for people who love film and love film history and things like that. So it's not like it has real big mainstream crossover appeal. So for me, gaining the audience is the most important thing for me. Getting the people to actually see the film is really the best reward.
And not only is there that reward, but then it has the best chance of actually becoming financially successful, I think, is the chance. We've got a break. We'll be right back with Tommy Pilato on the other side of this break. The new film premiering on the internet in a few weeks is American Prince. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
As we've been driving on the windway much too long,
Babylon.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
Well, Tommy, this was a bold move. I mean, you don't talk your film down, but you didn't build it up. I mean, this is a film's got Scorsese in it. It's got Rick Linklater. It's got you. It's got Stephen Prince in it. And the amazing stories. I mean, this really was the road manager for a bunch of big rock bands and people. And, you know, and it's just incredible stories. What people don't know is that a lot of the stuff in The American Boy he did in the 70s with Scorsese, which is just a documentary with him talking, that's cut into your film, is what ended up in the first cult classic Pulp Fiction. Tell those stories.
Well, you know, the scene where they put the adrenaline needle in the girl who ODs, you know, probably one of the most memorable scenes of the movie, is almost taken verbatim from the documentary. And
one of the most memorable scenes in cinema.
Yeah, and, you know, that happened to Stephen Prince. He's the guy who put the adrenaline shot, you know, into the girl's heart and saved her life, basically. And of course, we used a scene almost verbatim in Waking Life. You know, so he has a really memorable scene in Taxi Driver. You know, he just had a really profound effect, I think, amongst the sort of independent filmmakers. And I sort of really wanted to make this movie and kind of really expose that and show people, you know, how much influence this guy really has had. Plus, he's a really sweet guy and he's a really good friend.
Well, you know why he's why he ended up being successful in film and working with Scorsese and others is he is a really interesting person. I mean, you meet these people who are so original, flat out dynamic, mm-hmm. and Mr. Prince certainly is that. You want to just briefly tell the story of, for people that haven't seen Waking Life with, you know, him shooting the guy in the chest?
Yeah, well, it's actually a true story about somebody who was trying to rob him when he was working at a gas station.
This is when he's gone off heroin. He's no longer doing the road managing. And so he tries to, you know, get out of there, go to upstate New York. He's at a big gas station.
Yeah. And it turns out that it was an escaped convict, you know, that was going to rob him.
I'm wrong. He moved out to the desert by California. Go ahead.
And you know, he had to shoot the man. And he got back up and he shot him several more times. And then he tells the story how, like, the cops basically were, you know, had to question him because they were just like, you killed him on the first shot. Why did you shoot him? You know, he emptied his chambers in him, you know. And so it's really the way that he relates the story. It's the way that he tells the story that's really amazing.
His eyes are electric.
Yeah, yeah. Big eyes. But I think, like, American Boy, you know, hadn't been seen, and you had to get these bootlegs. I mean, when I first got it, it was a VHS tape, several generations, really scratching. That's the way, like, most people seen it. Now it's up on YouTube. You know, you can just go type in American Boy, Stephen Prince, and you can start watching that. So,
in fact, pull up American Prince, Stephen Prince, or pull up American Boy, Stephen Prince, and just roll some of it in the background without audio while we're here on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, do that.
Shifting gears, Rick Linkletter, you know, we went out to the Driscoll after your premiere Saturday, hung out for a few hours, and Rick's never been like this to me. I mean, we talk about politics, we talk about technology, we talk about all sorts of stuff when we hang out, but he came over to me with a hand, he said, listen, I want you to come see this. This is my best film. Mm-hmm. This is my best work, and he was, like, really excited. And I thought, wow, Rick's never acted like this before. So I went and saw it today, and it blew me away. It's not because I know Rick or whatever. I mean, I was really watching it objectively. I think this is overall his best work.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't wait to see how the rest of the public's going to react to it. You know, we just saw it, so I'm still processing it and everything, but it's really great to see that. And I'm a huge fan of Rick's, you know, I mean, Rick has just been a constant influence in my life, not only as a friend, but I think that he's probably one of the most interesting, you know, film directors alive and, you know, working today. And so it's always an event for me to go see his movies.
Well, it was just great to be included in it. And a secret sneak. I mean, that was literally, this was not advertised. Only, I guess that's because it's so long until it comes out, four or five months.
October, did you say, when it's going to come out? And it stars Zac Efron, which is, I thought, was an unusual choice. The guy from High School Musical 3, which I actually saw on the airplane coming down here.
Well, the guy that plays Orson Welles looks just like the young Orson Welles.
He acts like him too, right? I mean, he sort of has that gravity and that magnetism.
But he's not the only amazing actor or actress. I mean, all of them do a fabulous job, like they're not acting. Because, you know, I mean, even great films, there's one or two people who really don't carry it off. Rarely, at least in my opinion, do I see a film where they all. You are transported, you know, to 1937.
Right, yeah. No, it was a fantastic experience.
And it's also somewhat tragic, but then it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think the interesting thing about Rick's films is they kind of go along these strange lines, you know, these margins, and it's always the people are always traveling along those margins.
We'll be right back with Tommy Pallotta, award-winning filmmaker, producer, director.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I got about 25, 26 minutes left with Tommy Pallotta here in studio with us in Austin, Texas during South by Southwest. Tommy, what is coming next for you? I know you are, I mean, folks, Tommy hasn't just made a lot of successful movies, directed them, produced them, been in them. He also, first thing he did was like quite a few very successful MTV videos back in the day. You've done major commercials. You've consulted for one of the largest corporations in the world, but you don't like to get into that. You have, right now, you're designing museums. Around the world, you're working with your bride-to-be, can I say that?
Yeah.
Femke, and you're living in the Netherlands,
yep.
which my mother's been all over Europe and all over the world. She says that's her favorite place to be.
Yeah, well, you should come for our wedding.
Well, I'm about 2 inches away from moving there. Can I set all this up there, move my whole crew to the Netherlands? Sure.
Yeah, that's a good place. Well, you know, I mean, I, as far as it being a safer place, I don't know about that, but I do know that probably the best place to be as things get worse are around people that you care about and love. And so that's where I am right now. And I do want to say that one of the greatest pleasures I have living there is that I listen to your show daily through my iPhone. And it's amazing. And I know last time we were here, we talked about doing an iPhone app specifically for the InfoWars, the InfoWarrior app. And I was wondering whatever happened with that, or has anything happened?
When you mentioned that, we probably had, no exaggeration, more than 50 people. Then 50 groups. Then I don't know how to wade through it. But the problem is nobody just said, here's an app, you can have it. because the issue is we have about 130,000 people a day downloading the free podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I have a responsibility that if I was to take somebody's app, but they still control it, they can just flip the switch one day and put something else on it.
Right.
And I've had that with things I've built up. As soon as people figure out that they can't, not that I'm some big shop, but that they can't get through to me at my office, they will go attempt to take it over.
Right.
With whoever I'm in business with. That's why there's very few people I can trust. I can trust you, Tommy, because I've known you for more than a decade, and a few other people. But I've been, and I've said I've still got to be bold and outgoing and work with other people. But as you get bit, it makes you trust fewer and fewer people, and then it makes you value your friends who haven't ever screwed you. I've only received being your friend. You know, I know you've had good experiences with me as well. But, I mean, how do you deal with that with Hollywood, where it's even worse? I mean, how do you deal with all the subterfuge?
You know, I think you follow your instincts and you follow your heart. But I mean, to the listeners out there, I'm sure there's somebody out there who really wants to help you out and then whose intentions are really good and who would sort of give over ownership and control to you. I think it's a really important tool to have.
We need an app. So you just click it and it launches it. Now we're on Flycast and all that.
Yeah. And that's what I use. I use Flycast, but I mean, it'd be great to sort of get a feed of the news stories as you put them up and get more links and more additional information. I wish that there was like a very specific, you know, InfoWars, application. So,
well, there you go. I'll just have to launch it, I guess, or go with somebody, but, folks, so
I know that there's somebody out there listening who can do this and who can make it happen. And if there's anybody who's listening who's wanted this application themselves and has the ability, if I could program, I would do it for you. I promise I would be the one doing it.
Well, with us, it's all been an issue of funds. I've now got two main full-time IT guys. We've got a consulting company, and we are looking at the apps. I've just been kind of the last 3 months only doing Obama deception.
Yeah,
and so I haven't been able to make decisions on that, but I'm glad you keep bringing that up because it is important.
So how is Obama deception doing? I mean, what's been the reaction so far? I mean, I watched it on YouTube myself. So,
well, give me your real review of it. You know, it's my own little film book style, but
I think it's great. You know, I mean, the really amazing thing that I've noticed because I watch all your films is that it almost seems like it's a constant thread that runs through your movies, and each time you're kind of refining your ideas and your thoughts.
So the films really are nice chapters, to, like in a book.
Yeah. And it's really always great to be on that journey with you. I feel like as you're investigating and you're learning, that we're along that ride with you. And I think that that's a really amazing thing.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. I hate here talking about myself, but you've been watching that that progression, and I hope it's getting better. You know, we can make even better films if I wasn't focused on other energies and other places and other issues we're having to deal with, but I would call you a real progressive, you know, a classical liberal, not the mainline fake corporate liberal. You very early on, before Obama was even elected, you weren't obviously for McCain, but I remember you saying, I got a bad feeling the way the media is covering him, what they're doing with him. I think he's going to betray people. And that had some input on me deciding to make the Obama deception. I mean, why did you, and now it's being proven, you know, correct, and he's in the news today saying, yeah, no rights for detainees. It's all continuing, more troops. Hiring nothing but lobbyists. Why early on did you not trust Obama?
Well, a lot of it's instinct, but I think, of course I was a Ron Paul supporter, you know, from the very get-go. And, I have an amazing amount of respect for him as a person and as a politician, which I think is very rare. But I was in Europe during the elections, and people there were very pro-Obama. I think, like in Holland, they were 90% of the people were pro-Obama, wanted him elected. And one thing that I told them is, like, America is a very young country, and you can never really count it out. And one thing that America is really good at is reinventing itself. And I knew that Obama was pretty much the only choice they had for that reinvention, which is actually why I really like the cover of your new movie with the mask on top of it. I mean, it really is kind of putting on a new face to the same old ideas. And he was the perfect person to do that. And it almost seemed, you know, if something seems too good to be true, it usually is. I mean, I was thinking about that with the Madoff people and all the people working around him. You know, it's like, okay, all this money keeps on coming in. It doesn't seem like it should happen. But now everybody's saying, like, oh, we didn't know what was going on. You know, I mean, at some point, you have to trust your instincts. And if something, you know, is too good to be true, then, you know, you should question it. I think there's an obligation to question those things around you.
Well, that's the problem with this confidence game. Now all these good people, who, and that's in the film, who believe they were repudiating Bush, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He's a big conservative, but he said you must vote for Obama. You must repudiate the crimes of Bush in the world's eye. But now that they're invested in Obama, they're getting hurt because they're having to admit that he's a fraud. But a lot of other Obama supporters, the Obama people, they can't admit they've been conned. And so suddenly they're like, well, we got to have troops over there, and we got to not give the detainees any rights. And, you know, so what if he has lobbyists? And so what if there's all this corruption? So they've kind of bought into it now, like we saw with Mussolini or Hitler or other people. And that's the problem, is Bush was a demonic little creature who couldn't sell used cars. Obama is slick and good-looking and smart, and he can sell this agenda, this reinvention, and I think we're in deep, you know, very deep trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also another, this is going to sound silly, but the designer who made the Hope posters for Obama that were pretty ubiquitous and everywhere is the same guy who did Andre the Giant posters. And remember the image of Andre
Obey,
the Giant?
Yeah.
And it was Obey. And I was looking at it going like, wow, you know, Hope and his image kind of looks a lot like Andre the Giant and Obey. And I was looking at even the words, Hope and Obey, have very similar shapes to them. I mean, the letters are kind of moved around, but you can almost make Hope out of Obey. And of course, that poster art is from, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution.
No, they admit like that. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that there was kind of a tip-off to me, too. Sort of.
But it's not even a real... Time Magazine and others have the cover, we're all socialists now. This isn't socialism. Giving $9.7 trillion in 5 months to the banks with no strings attached and a few hundred billion to the people, that's not socialism, that's piracy.
Yeah, they're looting. It's looting is what's happening right now. And I mean, and that's what's happening all around. And people, they're so confused. I mean, even an educated person who's really following this stuff, it's hard to tell where this money trail is going. You know, we're being told so many different things, you know, it's just boggling, I think.
Shifting gears back into Rick Linkletter and his new film, Orson Welles and Me, or Me and Orson Welles. You're getting it backwards. Do you think that's, I mean, I hope this film is successful because it is his best work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a difficult thing. And, you know, Rick's always been, he's a filmmaker who works on the margins as well. And he's had success, but he's never been completely in the system. He lives in Austin, Texas. You know, he makes the kinds of films that he wants to make. And you hope that that gets rewarded.
Well, no, I mean, this film is really good. It's a chick flick, but it's also a guy's flick. It's the perfect mix, and it's historical. The Mercury Theater and its opening day with Caesar. I don't know. I've seen so many films that try to repackage and give you a window into theater.
Right.
And into Shakespearean theater, and a lot of them don't do it very well. I think Mel Gibson with Hamlet did.
Right.
This, I think, tops that. I mean, just the stylized nature, the way it's billed as fascist, and I think it fits in with the whole fascism we have today.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I think that it sort of transcends this whole notion of theater, too, because it's really about the creative process and what it takes to make something with a group of people. And it's about the creative process in general, which is what I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers, but folks, you need to see the film when it comes out in October. This is Rick Linkletter's crowning achievement. We've got some of it up on screen from YouTube as well. I mean, this actor, he looks like Orson Welles.
Yeah, he talks like him, you know, same delivery.
This guy's great, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just amazing. You know, we've got about 15 minutes left in airtime, Tommy, and there's so much going on, so much happening. You were talking during the break about technology being a double-edged sword, and then we never brought that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, at the same thing, as much as I love listening to your show on my iPhone, it gives me that window, you know, while I'm biking around Amsterdam, you know, I also realize that it has a very sophisticated tracking system to it. You know, it records everything you do, every single call. I mean, I worry about that. You know, it's kind of like, are you trading convenience for, you know, a lack of privacy or these other things. And it's always that sort of bait and switch that I'm really kind of cautious about. You know, am I being too lazy? And then in turn, you know, from that. But at the same time, it's like, how else can I listen to your show?
Well, we're being inserted into the Matrix while we fight the Matrix with the Matrix.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Matrix movie. That's how they're fighting the Matrix, is with the Matrix.
Right.
Jacking in. And I think that's where the establishment thinks they're going to win in the end, is that we're going to be lazy. But as long as we're aware of the double-edged nature of it, I think that they've miscalculated. And clearly, I think it's going to bring them down.
I think more and more people seem to be waking up. I mean, you know, you just watching my mom react to you the other night was a pretty amazing experience for me. And what a big fan she's become, you know, of you.
Well, that's thanks to you turning her on to the show. But
that's the way it happens. I mean, we share with our friends. And a lot of times, you know, I remember when I first, we were actually friends before I started listening to your show. And I think for a lot of people, they're sort of resistant at first. When you're saying something that's so far outside of the mainstream and the party line, there's a natural tendency to resist those things. And I think after time and just sort of the repetition and you start listening to things, like at first it's like kind of like, well, you know what, that kind of makes sense. Or, you know, how many times can you be, you know, fooled or you know, feel that like something else is going on that I'm not getting from the mainstream media.
Well, I talk about real things, and it's from my perspective, so there could be some distortion there, but I'm attempting to tell the truth. And when I talk about people then see in their own lives.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I always tell people is that, like, nobody's right 100% of the time. You know, worst case scenario, if you're only right 10%, that is a scary thing. You know, that's 10% too much. So I think and I also think it's very patriotic to question those things around you and to, you know, look at what's happening around you.
How do you think it's going to end for Obama? I mean, I think they're going to pile all the corruption, all the corporate agenda on him and hang him out to dry just like Bush, and then they'll bring the new puppet in. But he was kind of like their last shot. I agree with you that this is the only way they could reinvent themselves. This trick isn't going to work again, and Congress's approval rating is still down at 9%. He's got a high one, but nobody else does. I don't see too many more tricks in the bags, stage terror attacks, wars, new politician phenomenons. I see the establishment coming to a crisis point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is the dissolution of our nation. You know, who knows? I mean, it doesn't seem like that by the end of all this, if it keeps on following the current trend, who knows where it could end? You know, it could just completely collapse. And that's also the double edge of globalism. You know, I mean, there's other countries, you know, like China saying, like, we got to help these people out because they can't collapse because we have too much invested. You know, so it's really hard to tell where that is going to end.
Well, that was the globalist plan, is that as the dollar started falling, the world bought back into it because they were so invested in it.
Right.
They had no other choice. But you can only hold people hostage so long.
It sort of sounds like a con game, too, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. The globalist brag. It's their big master plan.
Yeah.
They get all these countries dependent on them, on each other, and then the globalists are above it, and they're outside the very laws they foisted on the nations. And so it's a world government of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, the very bankers that engineered the crisis are now using it to get even more power and control. And even if the general public isn't informed, at the very basic level, they know, wait a minute, a world government of, for, and by the bankers when they're the ones that did all this?
And it kind of seems like an old story, right? I mean, the bankers are the bad guys. I mean, we've seen it in the Bible. You know, we've heard it throughout history. We've been warned many times by our own presidents. So,
and it's because bankers create money out of nothing.
Yeah.
And then they get the world. People will kill for $100. They'll kill for a fancy car. They'll kill for a big house. And here's this class of bankers who issue it all and own it all and run it all just because they're able to do the magic trick and fool the public. It's a spell.
Yeah, and they enchant the public. It's literally an enchantment. And it's a bit of a shell game. I mean, it's always interesting when you think about how you read articles like 45% of the nation's wealth is destroyed. How is the wealth destroyed? How is it created? You know, I mean, was it ever really there anyway, or was it just an illusion the entire time?
Well, that's it. They've made the whole world about their fiat currency and their fiat system, and then they tell us in 3 months we've lost almost half of our wealth, and it's dropping every week. But if you look at it, they're actually destroying the fiat wealth so that nobody can pay them off, so then they get the real wealth. That destruction of wealth, just like the Great Depression was engineered, and that's now on record, congressional testimony, was about blowing everything out so they can consolidate it. I know I'm like a parrot that just says that over and over again, but the public better figure that out, because until we arrest these bastards, they're not going to back off. I mean, it's either them or us.
Yeah, but also when you say that you're like a parrot and you keep on repeating these things, mainstream media repeats the same talking points over and over and over and over again, and that's what makes it so effective. You know, that you really are literally entranced by the television set, you know, by their talking points that go on. And anytime anything major happens, you see that again and again and again.
You know, that's the biggest wake-up point for people that I talk to, just in the general public, is they watch the nightly news. It's the same news, almost the same script, with the same ads throughout the broadcast, and people just instinctively, at a base level, go, something's staged with that.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then we were talking about the sort of wake-up call being Waco, which I completely agree with you. And I was working at the library at the time. And every single day, there was like a new story, and everybody forgot what it said the day before, even though it completely contradicted itself. And I thought that was scary, you know, and that was, you know, how many years ago? 20 years ago? When was Waco?
Yeah, it was like 18 years ago.
And I mean, and there's so much more access, 16. So much more access to alternative media now. And it really is an obligation to find these different perspectives. And, you know, to some extent, you have to sort of.
Well, that's really what I've done. People ask, how do you know what's real? How do you know what's not? When you get it's like a jigsaw puzzle. When you've got the documents, the bills, the white papers, what the globalists say they're planning, they're very honest in their white papers to their enforcers and minions, the people that carry it out. And then you get more and more pieces to it, and you're always just getting a clearer and clearer picture of what they're actually doing. Final segment with Tommy Pallotta. Right here on the GCN Radio Network. Then we'll go into rebroadcast from Jason Burmess and all the important news that he covered today. The film is American Prince, the story of Stephen Prince. And it's got Martin Scorsese, everybody in it. And it's going to hit the BitTorrents in the next 2 weeks. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed, but we can do something about that.
The dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
And I've been forgetting in this last 50-something minutes with my good friend Tommy Pallotta in studio with us. There's a website, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Be sure and check it out. A lot of information about the film. Believe me. You want to check out the website and you want to check out the film when it comes out in a few weeks for free. And don't forget, the Obama deception is free as well. We have had a high-quality YouTube copy of it. They encoded it well. They put it up well. Something like the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. We suggest you go there and support us, but or the super high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. But regardless, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Tommy?
Yeah, well, I just want to say it's so great to be here again with you. My second visit to the studio.
How long? I think you were like our second guest.
Yeah.
Tex Martins was our first here. How often are you going to be coming back to the States? How often to Austin? Because always, you know, we used to go on bike rides every week when you lived here.
I don't know. I mean, it's. I'll tell you, the winters in the Netherlands suck, and I really missed Texas during the wintertime. So I'm going to have to start spending more time here during the winter months.
Within 2 weeks, American Prince will be up.
Yeah, within 2 weeks.
And you're going to link the BitTorrent at AmericanPrinceMovie.com?
Just go to AmericanPrinceMovie.com maybe next week, and there'll be information about that.
I'm excited. In the time we've got left, we were talking in the break. Five, 6 years ago, I didn't know we could turn this around, but I really do think, Tommy, that if everybody out there who loves liberty and freedom, we don't even all agree, but just get involved and be the change we want to see in the world, like Gandhi said, I think we can make a better world.
Yeah, I mean, I think... they push people past the breaking point. And I think that, you always wonder where that tipping point is. And I think we're definitely right at that point. Things don't seem to be getting better. They seem to be getting worse. And, you know, sometimes in dark times, that's when you see the light and people are going to react. And, you know, the human spirit's an incredible spirit. And I think that people are waking up all the time. And I don't think that this is the end. You know, I think that this is a minor detour. And eventually we're going to come back and we're going to prevail.
I agree with you. It's like my rant, many of the other rants in Waking Life. That's evergreen. You know, you told me years ago that in films you make, you want them to be evergreen. You don't even really care about them being a big success at the time they come out. You want to touch people. You want to communicate. And that's what I'm trying to do here is it's not that I just want to matter or exist in the future with the information I put out. I want to commune with humans in the future, but I also want to commune with people today and, you know, see good people who love freedom to come together and to be active.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm at a point in my life where I'm in my 40s now, and I'm kind of seeing things from a different perspective. And I really have an immense amount of hope. I mean, now I relate to young people and older people alike, and everybody seems to be on the same page right now. Everybody, you know, is worried or hopeful or whatever, but everybody knows that something has to change and that we're going down the wrong path.
They're changing.
Right now.
They're waking up. They're tuning in. They're questioning. They're not just like rats going through a maze accepting the system they've been given.
Exactly. And I think that this is I haven't been alive where I've seen that go just across the board, no matter what age or gender or race or whatever. Everybody seems to be waking up right now.
I agree. I mean, I don't even know a lot of mainline yuppies that are waking up. So it's not even agreeing with us, folks. It's looking down from the ground up and around you and seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
It is AmericanPrinceMovie.com, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Be sure and check it out. Today, we've got it up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv. Rebroadcast starts now in about a minute and a half with Jason Burmes and a ton of news. The show starts with an audio blog I did with local, well, national media that I thought was quite informative. Some of the bullhorning we did on the street. So that's coming up right now in the retransmission at Infowars.com and on the podcast and on AM and FMs everywhere. Tommy Pallotta, American Prince, the movie. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. As I said, retransmission starts now in 70 seconds. One place, InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.